Focus on RNE. Exercise 2, page 179.
So, are you still planning to travel once the exams are over?
Yes, for sure. I've wanted to go travelling for so long, it will be the perfect reward after all this hard work. Just two more exams and I'm off.
Are you leaving straight after the history exam?
No, a week later. I need some time to prepare and pack and recover a little bit from exam stress.
You must be excited, though. Where are you going to go first?
I'll catch the ferry to France, first of all, and spend 2 or 3 weeks in Paris before heading for the south of France. After that, I plan to travel around Europe for a couple of months and end up on a Greek island. By the time I get there, I think I will be feeling more like my old self.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This year has been really tough. I'm thinking about going away too, but not to travel around, just to lie on a beach somewhere and relax. That just sounds perfect right now.
Any ideas where you'll go? If you're hoping to go somewhere hot, Mexico is great at this time of year.
Yes, so I hear. I'm not really sure, though. I'll take some time to search for a bargain before booking my holiday. My parents often wait for a last-minute deal, and it always turns out okay, so I'll try that.
Good plan. So are you ready for the maths exam on Tuesday?
Well, revision is going okay, but Module 4 is very difficult. I'm going to see Mrs. Clark after lunch about it. She told me to come to see her if I had any problems. How are you finding it?
Okay, I suppose. I've been mainly concentrating on the final module, so I'm afraid I can't really help you with Module 4. If it's really as difficult as you say, I might have to go and see Mrs. Clark myself.